Odd Year, Etude Number 2. While it is tempting to think of this etude as a fast piece, note that the tempo is only eighth note equals 160. It's actually the same tempo as Etude Number 1, but in a 5/8 meter, so you need to feel the eighth note as the primary division. Resist the temptation to play this faster than 160 and work on keeping a steady tempo. Pay careful attention to the mixed articulation throughout this etude and avoid playing the staccato notes too short. Remember, staccato means separated, not short, and its length is determined by the tempo of the piece. I personally believe that the composer intended the articulated eighth notes throughout the etude to be played the same, regardless of the added staccatos written over notes in measure 8, 11, and 12. However, that is my interpretation, and you have the artistic right to disagree with me. As far as places to breathe, there are several choices. From my suggestions, choose what works best for you. Breaths may be inserted in measure 4 between the low A and the second note of the measure, and/or in measure 5 between the B flat and E flat. You should then wait to breathe until after the downbeat E flat in measure 9. In measures 9 and 10, in order to facilitate some of the larger descending intervals that are difficult to voice in a slurred passage, you may very lightly articulate the G flat and E natural with the legato tongue. Believe me, no one will hear that you are doing this, and you will avoid voicing a 12th above the written note. You may also choose to breathe after the downbeats in measures 11 and or 12. Look carefully at the notes in measures 12 through 14. It begins with a chromatic scale and changes to a whole tone scale in measure 14. I like to think of using the retard in measure 14 to achieve my tempo in measure 15, rather than playing measure 15 suddenly much slower. Strive to play measures 15 through 17 with your best legato and avoid placing any space between the slurs. Finally, consider using some throat tone fingerings in measure 16. On the G sharp, I like to use left hand third finger and right hand first finger. On the A sharp, I use left and right hand third fingers and the right hand pinky on the C key. There are many more options for throat tone fingerings. See what works best on your instrument. Just make sure to use them because it greatly enhances the throat tones on our instrument. ¶¶